The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Swirling.
Because their existence in our country remains incongruous, let's examine sanctuary cities in the U.S. How long have they been allowed to flourish, and more importantly, why? Surely there were none when the 13 states were born in 1776. For those of you who don't know, sanctuary cities are places that welcome and protect known illegals in our country. Also, for your information, there are 31 sanctuary cities in our country. Los Angeles was the first. That was in 1979. San Francisco is one of the very active ones. It protects various illegal incidents that would otherwise not be tolerated by any other cities in our country. New York City is another. These 31 American cities have ordinances banning city employees and police from asking about immigration status. Some states forbid sanctuary cities because they know it undermines the laws of the state. Why should there be places in the U.S. which encourage and condone illegal behavior and are protected and coddled for breaking our laws? Those leaders of sanctuary cities could agree that because we're a free nation, people should have the right to change the laws if they can get away with it. That sounds crazy to me, but that's exactly what sanctuary cities do. Very interesting, though, right now, and what the governor of Arizona did a while ago to protect her state, which is overrun with illegals and their problems, all sanctuary cities are crying out and accusing Arizona of committing the shameful act of possibly inquiring that people who look Mexican or Spanish should show proof of citizenship. The federal government refuses to keep the border closed, so those numerous problems with illegals must be dealt with by the Arizona governor. Our bleeding heart liberals think it's unforgivable to embarrass any Spanish-looking person if he or she is here illegally. Why are we concerned about their tender feelings if they cross the border and break our laws? If they break into your home, would you still be polite and gentle with their feelings? If I tried to enter Mexico illegally, I would either be shot or incarcerated, or maybe even both. U.S. federal and state leaders should develop some backbone and close and protect our borders now, right now, and eliminate sanctuary cities, or our federal and state laws will soon become meaningless. The world should be laughing at us for tolerating sanctuary cities. For KSEO, this is Kay Swirling.